This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in sunny Miami. I'm looking up through the skylight. It is actually sunny now. We're here in sunny Miami, Florida for Sunshine PHP 2015, run by my good friend, Mr. Adam Culp, and this has just been a wonderful conference so far. My guest today is Mr. Gary Hocking. Say hi to everybody, Gary.
How you doing? Hi.
I love your accent. That's just awesome.
Thank you.
Gary, I'm going to start with one that I had not prepped you for. You and I were having a discussion the other night, and we were both pretty much tight by the time we started talking about this. But
we were talking
about the fact that culturally, in European conferences, it's not appropriate for people to leave the session during the session.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you were speaking at a ZenCon 2013, I believe.
It was, yeah.
And you tweeted that, and I immediately assumed you meant me, because I had popped in to hear you, but I had to go see some other people. And so I was very apologetic, and then you were all afraid that you had offended me.
Apparently we defended each other without really knowing that we defended each other, which was interesting, but luckily, we're kind of adults, so we just met up and talked about it rather than tweeting about it, which was fine. Yeah, it's a strange... So, obviously, it's difficult for us European speakers, especially breaking onto the speaking circuit, to make it to US conferences, because it's a lot of money to spend for a speaker who is unproven, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know yourself that...
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot cheaper for me to fly inside Europe or inside the UK than it is for me to fly to America, so... I hadn't done any US conferences, and it's one of the things I've learned over the last 2 or 3 years is there's a lot of cultural difference within Europe, let alone when you cross across to America, South America, or wherever else you may be speaking. So, yeah, I guess I tweeted first and thought about it later. Which is something I can be guilty of, I'll be honest.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
We worked it out over drinks, which is fine.
We definitely did, so. And that's the best way to work things out.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Hey, you are based in the UK, but you work for Rove.
Yes.
Which is run by my good friend, Mr. Evan Curry.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us a little bit. We had them, I don't actually know that the podcast is released yet, but we did interview the Rove team that was at ZenCon.
Right, okay.
Tell us a little bit about working at Rove. Is it as fun as everybody says it is? I mean, you do have to work with Chris Hartjes, so.
Yeah, apparently you're not allowed to speak about Rove without mentioning Chris anymore, but that's fine. We love him, sort of. It's great to work for. It really is great. It's, for people who don't know, it's a really odd formation or organization in that we're a collective of developers who pay a cut of our income into Rove, but nobody takes that as a profit. So it's not like an agency where somebody owns it and will take money out. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, Evan has decided that he can bill his own hours, so we're all good. But we use that money to hire... a contract manager so that as developers we don't have to do horrible things like getting contracts signed, chasing up invoices, things that the freelance developers hate, right? Freelance is a great way to work, but it comes with its own pains.
Yeah.
And those pains are, oh, I did work 3 months ago, I'm starting to run out of money and the customer won't pay me. You know, these horrible things that really put you off, and which is where Rove comes in, because we bill our hours fortnightly to Rove, and Rove pays us as developers whether the invoice has been paid or not.
Mm.
So it takes that whole problem out of the ballpark of the developers. So we can just get on with working and not worry about the horrible things that developers are not particularly good at.
And I love the fact that internally and to an extent externally, you're a very transparent organization. I know internally everybody knows everything, but even externally, y'all share a lot more than and details of the company, not oversharing personal information like Hart just does. But you know, internally, y'all are internally everybody shares everything, and I just love that. I did a talk a few years ago now, and that was one of the tenets that I said, this makes a good team, and we know it makes a good team because we see it in open source projects, is that you have to be transparent. Everybody does need to know everything because that means there are no surprises.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail right on the head. We definitely take inspiration from open source. We're a team of developers who work a lot in open source anyway, so we have that open source mentality first rather than like out of hours. So everything's transparent. At no point do I not know what Rove is billing for my time and what I take away myself personally. So we know exactly what margin Rove is taking, when, you know, what's going on.
But more than just that, you know what everybody bills out and what Rove takes. Yeah. So there's really no surprise in all of that. So. And that's a phenomenal way to run a company or a collective, but it's rare.
It is rare. It's really helped me personally. I've actually increased my rate since working with Rove only because I could see what the other guys were charging. Mm-hmm. The other guys are actually like deservedly charging more than me in some respects, but it really does help. It really helps that you can speak to everyone in the team. You can be honest. You can say to someone, oh, I'm thinking of increasing my rate. What do you think? Oh, what are you thinking to increase it to? Oh, this. Oh, that's a good idea. Or, oh, maybe you're stretching yourself too far there. You know, it's really, the transparency goes beyond rates. It goes to everything. I think the coolest thing for me about Rove is when we take on customers, the customer signs an NDA with Rove and not with me personally. So I get to draw on the experience and expertise of the whole team.
So you can share the problems.
So I can absolutely share in private channels. Mm-hmm. If I have a problem, I can say, oh, I'm thinking of doing it this way. What do you guys think? And I get immediate feedback. And so when you're hiring us, you're hiring me, if you're hiring me to work on your project, but you're hiring our collective knowledge as well.
That's phenomenal.
And that builds into the transparency in some ways. Mm-hmm. We really do help each other out a ton. It's so cool. You know,
that is great. And I've said to Evan on several occasions, as soon as you need an overpriced community manager, you call me because I am so there.
Unfortunately, I'm first in the line for that position. But yeah.
I totally understand. Hey, we started talking about the fact that you are based in the UK.
Yes.
And I know I've talked to several people in Europe. How do you see the differences in the communities? Because you've been over here now and you're based in the UK. Yeah. How do you see the differences in the PHP community between the US and in Europe?
It's a good question. I think that for a while, the communities in the UK were, the community projects, you know, the user groups and the conferences were really confined to the big, you know, the major cities. So we've got PHP UK in London, which is coming up shortly. PHP Northwest in Manchester, which is like a world-renowned conference. It's a fantastic one. But there wasn't a lot of user groups for people who were, you know, outside of the big cities. Mm-hmm. But certainly recently, there's been a big, huge explosion of smaller user groups.
Excellent.
At PHP South Coast Conference, of course, which is a combination of, I believe, PHP Hampshire and PHP Brighton.
So I know James Titcombe is helping organize
and
that.
Rich and but they are two user groups which are separated by, you know, 80 miles or 100 miles, and they said, oh, we can do a conference.
Excellent.
And they're doing it. So it's definitely helping. I've got more involved in my local user group recently just because I've got more time. And, you know, it's weird because in the US there's a lot of user groups because big cities tend to have more developers within a reasonable radius to be able to attend a user group. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the UK, even though we're much smaller, you need to have a bigger area to have enough developers. I know that sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, for me, it's a decent enough drive. It's probably a 2-hour drive to my local user group and back of a day.
Wow.
So,
I've got people here in the U.S. that if we meet in Nashville proper.
Yeah.
And 30 minutes away is another big city, or another very affluent area called Brentwood. Yeah. And we've got people in Brentwood that won't drive 30 minutes into Nashville, and you go 2 hours to get to your group.
You know, I do. It means I don't go as often as I'd like. Let's be perfectly blunt.
Yeah.
But it means that I do try and go as much as I can. But there's more of these user groups are springing up in the UK, so we're catching up slowly.
That's excellent. Okay, well, we're running out of time because we do try to keep these what I like to call commute length. people can listen to them easily on their commute as long as you're not,
my commute's 40 minutes, so we should do another 30 minutes.
You can listen to three more, so.
It's all good.
But I want to thank you for being a guest with us, taking some time out of Sunshine PHP, because I know you are missing a session right now just to be able to talk to us, and we do appreciate that.
I'm actually missing drinking with Phil Sturgeon at the bar, so it's not so bad.
Well, there's a very short window where he's still lucid enough. So, I want to thank you. The same question I ask everybody, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
It's PHP Southwest, which is obviously UK Southwest. Mm-hmm. It's based in Bristol, and it's phpsw.org, I believe.
Okay.
That may take you to some random website, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
We'll double check and throw a link in the show notes.
That's good for you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Gary, thank you for taking the time to be with us. Thank you for putting forth the effort to put yourself out there. I know trying to become a speaker and get on the speaking circuit is a long, hard road. I know from experience.
Yeah, it's a long, hard, fun road. So
The payoff is there. Yeah. So I want to thank you for putting yourself out there, and thank you for everything that you're doing to help make the PHP community awesome.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHP. A-N-T.